Welcome to Get Over It Radio, Intuitive Transformation Radio for Exceptional 21st Century Living. I am so glad you are with me tonight. Guess what? Kath is back. She was on a bit ago, and we had such a fabulous time, we decided to do it again. So we're going to be speaking with Dr. Kath Young, and we're going to be talking about the cheese dome, really interesting, and we're going to be talking about your health. Now, we're not taking questions this evening, so just sit back, relax, take some notes. So get pen and paper so you can take some notes and allow yourself to be healthy. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. The question is, are you ready to? Now, by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners. Intuitive since birth, I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choice is the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients say that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, monichapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, by visiting my website, and that is monichapman.com. Now, as I said, my guest tonight, she's back, and it is Kath Young. And Kath holds 3 doctorate degrees, one in natural health, a doctorate in naturopathy, and a doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy. She is active as a spiritual counselor, a teacher, and guest speaker. Her consulting business is biohypnology, which she combines healing of the mind, body, and soul. So you can hear the parallels going on between us, right? Now, she is the author of 11 books, which are designed to give the reader a cornucopia of tools for self-improvement in many areas of their life. Now, Kath also has 30-plus years of experience as a producer and director in major network television. And you can find out more about her by visiting either one or both of her websites, and that's cheesedomepower.com or HeartEasy.com. Welcome back, Kat.
Thank you, Monique. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. You are one of the most special people and talented radio hosts and counselors that I've ever met. And I am always honored to be on your radio show because I think you start healing from the minute you begin talking. And I love that energy, and I'm sure that your listeners do too. So it's an honor, and thank you.
Oh, wow, thank you. And I am so grateful to have you on. Now, you've written so many books, and you give so much information, so much of your soul, so much of your heart. Today we're going to focus on two. We're going to focus on Heart Easy, The Food Lover's Guide to Heart Healthy Living the Easy Way. And then we're going to focus on a book that is a short little book, folks, but it's so much fun. And trust me, it works. I've been there, did that, and it absolutely works. And this is called Cheese Dome Power, The Amazingly Simple Way to Change Your Life and Your World. And, you know, who would have thought? A cheese dome? okay? But you know, folks, it really works. So let's start out with getting us healthy, CAC. Now, you wrote this beautiful book, and folks, it's a cookbook and an information book, and it's got wonderful recipes within it, and it's hard easy. It's available everywhere. You can get it off Amazon. I know that a while ago you had some health issues, and you actually had a heart attack, and I think that's what's really helped you decide that this is the path that you were going to go down. So tell us, how did this book come into being?
Well, you're absolutely right. I have some of those Northern European inherited genetic tendencies towards disease like arthritis and heart disease and autoimmune and inflammation. So I tried for many, many years to keep the inflammation down because I started to have symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, and it's a very painful and crippling disease. So I tried all kinds of diets. I tried everything that Edgar Cayce suggested. I tried a lot of things in the medical region as well, allopathic medicine. And the diagnosis for me was really hard because I didn't have a high enough level of RA in my blood work to let them know that I really had RA, but I did have it. So many, many years of pain, many, many years of painkillers, lots of Vicodin, lots of Daypro, lots of things that made my mind fuzzy and hard to work. So I did everything natural I could, including going on a potato peel juice diet for a few weeks. Oh, yes. I mean, I explored everything that Europe and the United States had to offer, and one of the original cures was to, by way of starchy water, cleanse your body of all of these inflammatory markers, and they did that by using, just potato soup, you know, but without the potatoes. Just anyway, so I did that. I did all kinds of things, and nothing seemed to work. Finally, a biologic came along, and I went on that, and that has really relieved all of my symptoms. So I was able to manage that part of it. But along with the inflammation markers, I went on an anti-inflammatory diet and still ended up with some heart disease. Again, looking at the genetics of my family, that was handed down to me. So I wanted to do everything I could in my power to help my body not manifest those symptoms. So I got saturated fats out of my diet. I stopped eating red meat. I never ate a lot of it anyway, but I did eat chicken and shrimp. And I've since gotten down to working with the China study diet in forks over knives. That seems to be working well for me. But when you have genetic markers and factors for this, you really need to learn everything you can about preventing it, because the marketing out there will basically just try to get you to get a prescription and have big pharma pills and, hey, this will take care of it for you. And the truth is, it's systemic, and you need to get under the cause. You need to get into it, and you need to start helping your body build itself against the things that are attacking it, mainly plaque and, of course, the inflammation factor. So I wrote Heart Easy because I wanted to research my own health, much like you do, Monique, but we've had, you know, offline conversations about how people need to really research and figure out their own healing plan and, you know, do be shoulder to shoulder with their physicians so that they are as informed, if possible, as the doctor is, and that way you can come up with creative solutions. That's what I did with Heart Easy. I did a Monique, if you will, and I studied and I said, and I went to grocery stores and I researched stuff, and I ended up taking 36 classes in nutrition from Baylor University, Roberta Anding, and I loved what I learned there, and I turned it into 23 pages in the front of the Heart Easy Cookbook into a nutrition course. And if I really believe that if you read those 23 pages and you let the information sink in, you're going to have a lot of ahas. Aha, that'll work. Aha. And then you can begin to take charge of your health life, which I think. Go ahead.
I was just going to agree that, yes, I mean, there's so much information within the first 23 pages. I mean, she talks about the different oils, the ones are good, the ones are bad. You know, do you really need salt? That dreaded sugar, and then she also talks about, you know, simple things like baking soda, baking powder, cereal, canned foods, tortillas even. So I think you've given us in this book a well-rounded course, if you will, mini course on nutrition, because most doctors, they have very little nutrition training. I mean, I think it's like a half a, you know, credit or something. They have very little.
That's right. It's less than 6 weeks of training for your doctoral degrees, for your MD. And mm-hmm. So they are operating really as much in the dark as we are when it comes to nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Now, you came up with this, you know, wonderful guide with the nutrition and then recipes in the back that are actually delicious, folks. But let's back up a moment and talk about the health of our heart and why is bad health around the heart the number one killer in the United States today?
Because I really think that it has a lot to do with the food industry, Madison Avenue, and television. We see all these beautiful skinny models munching on this yummy burger, dripping all this great sauce down their front. All the food is appetizing and wonderful. And having been, by the way, in food television production, I did several cooking shows for Procter & Gamble. I know how phony and fake those shots are. I know that most of that food that they shoot, you can't eat because they've dressed it up and painted it and made it look appetizing when it's actually not. So that aside, we are bombarded with food commercials, and we like the instant gratification. I can tell you that when I travel to different parts of the country, sometimes I just can't eat. It's crazy. Everything is deep fried. It's breaded. It's got saturated fats on it. Butter's dripping off of it. I mean, you take a fabulous little innocent potato, which actually has a lot of nutrition in it for you, and you load it up with butter, animal fats, and you load it up with sour cream, you're killing yourself, right? There, you're probably having a 500 calories of a baked potato. And we come from generations of people who ate foods that were very healthy farm to table, but the portions were different. They were much smaller. You take a look at some of the footage in the 30s and 40s in New York, some of the newsreel footage, and look at the people there. They're all slender. Now we have people that are 3 and 4 times that size who get less exercise because they're eating the wrong foods. They're eating foods that are loaded with preservatives. Trans fats have gone down a bit from the food manufacturers because of government influence. But still, we're eating burgers and French fries and fried foods. I mean, I was out with a group of people a couple of weeks ago, and the choices were, would you like a salad with that, or would you like French fries? Oh, French fries, load them up. And they're, you know, and some of them are, hey, these French fries are great because they're twice fried. We make them extra crispy. Oh, my God, you know. And other people who have heart problems go out and order a big plate of spaghetti carbonara loaded with bacon and butter and cream. Oh, I have to indulge myself in this. You know, and it was Margaret Mead who said, it is easier to get a person to change their religion than it is to get them to change their diet.
Wow.
That is so sad. We're a smart country. We're bright people. But we don't walk enough. We go out and we have Slurpees, we have cookies, we have hot dogs, and then we wonder why we're sick. Why am I tired? Why don't I feel good? What's wrong with me? Doctor, doctor, fix me. Hand me a pill. Give me something. And then I'm going to stop at the Burger Shack on the way home and have a burger, fries, and a chocolate shake. You know, it's crazy, 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 crazy thinking. And people don't mean to. Here's the thing. They don't get it. And that's because we don't educate our children. We don't educate ourselves. And given the knowledge, given the information and the choices, people will make the right and better choices. They'll do it if we put it out there. So that's what Heart Easy is about. I want to start with Middle America. I want to help change nutrition one kitchen at a time and get people enthused about taking care of their bodies. You know, we wouldn't have to worry so much about health care and who's covered and who's not covered if we took better care of ourselves from day one.
You know, it's interesting you say that, especially what's going on in the political arena right now. However, you know, it seems to be the government's wish for us not to be healthy. I mean, they're trying to push GMO foods on us. They don't even want to label it as GMO so that you can make an intelligent decision. There are certain changes going on where there's been safeguards put in place that are being, you know, reversed now. So we're, you know, we don't have control over what we eat unless we grow it. So how do we truly get to that point where we, you know, we've decided in the mind that, yes, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to change the diet. And it can be gradual. It doesn't have to be all at once. But how do we get to the point where we can really investigate what we're truly ingesting in our bodies?
Oh, I love this question. Well, there's two very, very quick answers. And one is that we must educate ourselves. We must read about nutrition. I don't care if you buy Nutrition for Dummies from Amazon or a used bookstore. Learn what food does. Learn. Go on the internet and just Google around and see what's a healthy diet. Dr. Andrew Weil has a lot of information on his site that can educate people. Start looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, do I need all this extra weight, and what is it doing to me? Because the fat accumulates around the organs that need to function, and somebody's going to win, and it's not going to be your organs. So the second part is this fact. I love to stun my audiences when I talk about them, because people say, well, isn't it expensive to eat great, and can't I just go get a 99-cent burger? Here's the truth. Walmart is the number one seller of groceries in the world and the number one seller of organic, homegrown, farm-to-table groceries in the world. Because
really?
Yes, and they buy local. So my choices of shopping, fortunately I live in a city and there's a couple of Walmarts around. My number one go-to place is to shop first at Walmart and then perhaps at a Trader Joe's or a local market. But if I always choose organic when I can through Walmart because they're bulk buyers. You know, we love the big box store when it can bring us prices that we can afford. So there is no excuse anymore for people not to eat healthy, not to eat right. I mean, even mac and cheese, I used to think that a healthy dinner was mac and cheese and I'd throw some broccoli in it. That's what I thought was really nutritious for me. Well, I learned about the saturated fats and how that's just creating cholesterol in my body, which causes plaque, which causes perhaps to flake off in the veins and causes a heart attack, or just in general, it wears your body out. When your body has to spend time breaking down the wrong foods you put into your body, as opposed to dealing with healthy stuff that supports the systems. So it's like if you always have to shovel snow out of your driveway as opposed to just leaving, it's going to take time and energy out of your life. Well, that's your body too. It's always shoveling the junk that you you put into it, so it can't do the good functions. It can't give you the good energy because it's busy taking care of the doo-wa that you're putting into your body.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it, you know, it just, it makes logical sense. And so if you have, you know, instead of reaching for that Hershey bar or that sack of M&Ms, which is primarily made of junk these days because there's a lot of wax in it, there's a lot of phony materials. Now, you know, back in the day, 30 years ago, you were actually getting some good products, but it has been so watered down. You know, again, follow the money. Where can they make the most money and the biggest profit by using the least expensive and the lower quality ingredients? Same thing with bread. You know, the wheat and everything is so refined. The white wheats are so refined that they have to add back niacin and B12 because it's all stripped out. Well, why strip it out in the beginning? I mean, exactly. Why do that? Why not have a whole grain bread and whole, you know, a whole food, whole grain substance that you're putting as opposed to something that's refined?
Now, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'm listening to what you say and, you know, I'm trying to buy into it, it's making sense. But all that healthy food just tastes horrible. How can we prepare our food so that it's palatable to us?
Well, I'll tell you, it takes about 3 weeks to retrain your taste buds. We were not born knowing the difference between sweet and sour foods. I mean, yes, we have the taste buds for them, but we didn't achieve the craving for them except through repetition and bad foods. So immediately, kids are given formulas and foods, and they've got sugar in them, they've got corn syrup, they have glucose, and that creates an addiction within the body. So we need to kind of break that down, and you have to be a parent to yourself, and you have to say, all right, we're going to have 3 weeks of readjusting our desire for salt, our desire for sugar, and our desire for fats. And so for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to cook healthy. That's why I created my cookbook, because I didn't like to eat cardboard. I didn't like things that tasted like sawdust. I didn't want all that healthy, boring stuff. So I found substitutions and ways to recreate some of the favorite recipes that I had in my recipe book. And I wasn't a bad cook. I was a pretty good cook. People, you know, my guests and stuff liked my food. But I had to readjust my recipes. And so now I take any recipe that I like or that somebody likes, and I'll modify it and give you a much healthier version of it that has live food in it. You know, I make a chocolate zucchini cake that people say, oh, my God, give me 6 more pieces of that. What's in that? And I'll say, zucchini.
And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and dairy is another big thing of mine. You know, the not only dealing with the cruelty factor to cows and the pollution that their methane gas does to our ozone layer, setting that aside, just cow's milk and dairy products are not good for us. They're meant for baby cows, baby calves. It's not meant for humans. So I use almond milk now, soy milk. I use things that our cashew milk is great. And if you have sensitivity to soy, then just use the almond or the cashew milk or rice milk. You can do those too. But use those. It takes a little while to adjust your taste buds. But this is where you have to put on your big girl pants and you have to say, I'm going to do this because I love myself enough to care about what I put in my body. So I'm going to take care of myself because guess what? Nobody else is. And if our healthcare system continues to be profit-based, which it is, what are they going to care about first? Money. What are they going to care about second? Themselves. Then you come in third. And if that's the way that it's going to approach, you better put yourself in the number one position. I'm more important than Big Pharma's profit. Or everybody has to make money, and healthcare is not unlike that. It is not a charity. It is a business.
It is a business, and, you know, you can participate to a limited degree if you choose to. My approach, basically, and Kak and I have shared some of the health issues I've been going through lately, but my approach is, okay, you listen to the allopathic doctor, you ask questions, you know, detailed questions, and then you go do your research and you come up with a plan. And I don't always ask the allopathic doctor if it's okay, because if they're not on board with complementary medicine, guess what? They say no. But you got to pay attention to your intuition, okay? And once you pay attention to your intuition, you can figure out what works for you. And sometimes it's trial and error, but, you know, you got to take control. It's controlling your life. Now, Pat, in your book, you talk about the 5 R's of changing your life. What are they?
Yes, the 5 R's. They're really kind of fun. They are, I came up with them because we all need things to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the first one is you really want to research things. You really want to do your, like you were just saying, do your own work. You want to find out as much as you can about your particular condition and what's been done before, what has worked, and what hasn't worked.
Okay. And it's kind of like a trial and error type thing when you're doing your own research, because you're an individual. We're all individuals. So if you look at yourself like a fingerprint, nobody else has the same fingerprint. Nobody else is the same as you. So as you're doing your research and you are trialing and erroring and you're recording, actually writing down what works for you, it's pretty easy to come up with a plan where you can say, oh, okay, this is, you know, what has worked for me, and then share that information and others can take from it or add to it, because allopathic medicine kind of treats it as cookie cutter. You know, here's the stamp and you got to fit into this mold, and if you don't fit into this mold, I don't know what to do with you, because again, physicians are trained in a certain vein, and more these days, they're looking outside the box. But if you know you get an old-school doctor or an old-school-minded doctor, guess what? They're going to go straight by the book, and it may or may not help you.
Exactly. And so in the research part of it, besides your own disease, you know what you've got and know what's happened before. You also want to begin to read labels, because those labels are going to lead you into what you're putting into your body. So whether it's saturated fats or sugars or oils or phony products. I mean, I think if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. So you turn the labels over. Now, you know, take your glasses with you. If you're over 40, you're going to need some reading glasses, because they have little teeny mouse print on the back of these things. I don't care if it's spaghetti sauce or if it's, a frozen food product, whatever it is, read the labels. Yes, it takes a little bit of time, but you've only got one body, and what you put in, just like a computer, is what you get out. So if you put junk in, you're going to force your organs and force your body to work harder to deal with that substance than you would if you gave it something that doesn't tax it so much. And the second thing, after you've read the labels, then be committed to reduce fats, sugars, and salts. We only need 500 milligrams of salt per day or sodium to run our bodies. And there's 2,300 grams of sodium in a teaspoon of salt. So
wow.
Recipes that have two teaspoons of salt, or when we add more salt to our food, we are increasing the sodium level, which again taxes the body to have to deal with it. And our goal is to make your body not have to deal with stuff that is toxic to it, but have to deal with things that are supportive of it. And yay, then it can take off, and it will pay off. It will give you more energy. It will give you longevity. It will give you health. It will help you fight colds and flus. But you have a body that's saturated in toxins and working hard to get that stuff out of your body, then it's not going to have the the vim and vigor to fight anything that attacks it. So the other thing is to return to fresh fruits and vegetables. We really should have more vegetables and fruits than we do animal protein of that sort. And I go back to Forks Over Knives. That program is wonderful. It's not that hard to learn it. And there are protein sources. You know, we're brainwashed as Americans to think that our protein comes from animal products like chicken and shrimp and fish and meat and those kinds of things, turkey, all of that. We think that that's where our protein is. No. The Chinese, who live the longest in the world, according to the China study, use animal meats and proteins as a condiment. They don't use it as the main source of their protein. They use beans and grains and nuts and even some vegetables as the source of their protein, and that's healthier for the body. The more water that's in it, the more light that's in it, the better it is for your body. So if you want to have a little bit of chicken, instead of using an entire chicken breast, use about a fourth of that chicken and put it on top like you would do nuts. Think of nuts on a hot fudge sundae. That's how you use the animal proteins. And again, you know, stay away from the red meats if you can. There are lots of other sources of iron than red meat, and the red meat is harder for your body to digest. So return to fresh fruits and vegetables, and then regularly exercise. We are, you know, we're couch potatoes, we watch TV, we think that relaxing is sitting in front of the TV, we are not active, we should be. Ever since the farming industry has gone down, we don't do enough, and we're stuck on our phones and stuck on our computers. We have to get up. The body was meant to move. It wasn't meant to be a rock and sit down. The more you move your body, the more you look for ways to exercise, take a walk, you know, walk around the shopping mall, do things that get your body moving. Your heart is a pump, and if you don't exercise it to be a pump, it's going to lose its elasticity, it's going to lose its ability to pump, and it's going to be susceptible to disease. And then the fifth one is to revel occasionally. Okay, if you absolutely are a cheesecake addict, you can have a couple of bites every now and then. And I always say to people, the best thing to do is not order your own dessert. Everybody always offers, would you like a bite of that? All right, have a bite. Go ahead, have a bite. Just don't eat the entire cheesecake. You will have satisfied your taste buds. You will have gotten that little craving. You'll feel like it's a treat. But you don't need to have the entire piece of cheesecake or one of those mud desserts that's 14 layers of ice cream and cake and chocolate and stuff. You're putting that in your body and you're saying, here, I want you to work hard and not sleep and have to deal with this just because I like the taste of it. Here, body, figure this out. And then the next day you're like, well, why are you sick? Why don't I feel good? Why am I lethargic? Well, because you piled in a pound of mud cake and I had to fix it. I had to sort it out and figure it out, and I'm tired. That's what happens.
Okay. So there, folks, you have it. So you can change your life. And, you know, Kak did mention the China study. If you're truly serious about getting some in-depth information, check out the China study. I think it's available online for free, and if not, it's definitely available on Amazon. So, and do get the book, Heart Easy, The Food Lover's Guide to Heart Healthy Eating the Easy Way, and the recipes are absolutely delicious. So now I want to switch gears for a moment, and in switching gears, I want to talk about the cheese dome. You've got this wonderful book titled Cheese Dome Power, The Amazingly Simple Way to Change Your Life and Your World. How did you come up with this concept?
Oh, Cheese Dome Power is just so special. It comes from actually my very good friend in Vancouver, Washington, Peggy Jones, was having a particular rough time in her life. Her kids were in the armed forces flying dangerous missions over Europe. Another kid was kind of unsure in his path, and so he was getting into trouble with some sports accidents. Things were just really hard for her, and she was very worried about her people. And so she happened to be at a garage sale, and she, this cheese dome, this old cheese dome, called out to her, and she said, "I'm going to buy this for 25 cents." So she bought this cheese dome, and she brought it home, and she didn't really know why she did that, but she began to put things in it. She looked at it and she said, "You know, there's something really special about this cheese dome." And she began to put little prayer requests in there. And she put things about her son's safety and her other son's clarity and her daughter's protection. And her husband also was a police officer, and he was doing dangerous things. And so, you know, I think she woke up every morning and just started biting her nails. She was just...
High state of stress.
Yeah, high state of stress. And, you know, for good reason. Her family was off dealing with things in the world. So she felt peaceful when she could put things under the cheese dome, and then she would say, "Okay, it's there." And she happened to be religious in her belief system, so she did acknowledge a God, and so she would just say, "God, you know, here are the people I care about. Please take care of them." And then she would go on about her day. Well, she found that every time she did that, she would walk by the cheese dome and she'd say, "Oh, bless them, bless you, bless that." And then she would go on with her day. And it changed her life because she saw things happen. She got good news from all these aspects of her life. The flights were safe. The missions were safe. She had her son got some clarity and began to really sort out a different path instead of taking out his instead of doing dangerous sports. He went to law school. So there were lots of things that took place for her. And then she would tell some of her church people about it. "Oh, you know, I'll just put that in the cheese dome." So she got a lot of requests. "Put me in the cheese dome, Peggy, would you?" And so people would bring her their concerns, their areas of stress, and she would put them in her cheese dome. Well, pretty soon her cheese dome was really full of stuff, and she would get the calls. "Oh, thank you so much for putting Homer's job request in the cheese dome. He just got a job." Or, "Thank you, my little girl Sally, she, you know, her broken arm healed, and there's no long-term damage." So she began to see that there was some sort of power in this cheese dome. And then, and I had produced a television show with her and her sister, Pam Young. We called it, they called themselves the Slob Sisters, and they went from being very disorganized to organized. So I did a show for them with Procter & Gamble called Cleaning Up Your Act, and I became really good friends with them. And Peggy and I have remained friends for, you know, 30-some years after the show. So when I was having some challenges in my life, I would say, "Oh, Peggy, you know, put this in the cheese dome." Well, it was just comforting to know that there was this protection around me. It was like having, I don't know, a good friend or a parent with their hand on your shoulder saying, "They're there, it's going to be all right." And pretty soon, Peggy gave me my own cheese dome, and we were both in kind of like the cheese dome business. People would call us and say, "Oh, put this in the cheese dome, put that in the cheese dome." So finally, my cheese dome was bursting at the seams as well, and so I wrote the book. I said, "Let me just put the book out here, tell people how to do this." And Peggy and I refined the process over a lot of years. We just didn't put, random thoughts in there. We got more specific. We both showered our intention to heal, to make things better. We gave love to the cheese dome. We did a whole bunch of different things that really set it up to be a place of healing. And it's just amazing how putting somebody or something in the cheese dome brings it to fruition. So now I've done a lot of research on the sacred geometry of domes, why there's power under a dome, why it's a sacred place, why it has this, quote, magical, unquote, power. And I'm launching a new website in the next couple of months that will be called Dome Power. Right now, it's still Cheese Dome Power, but I've taken this to greater depths and longer lengths because I see how it can extend even greater. And we've even personalized it for people who like to use chakra healing, who like to use any of the disciplines. Reiki, I know you love Reiki, so we're going to have one that it's basically all about the Reiki symbols and how you use that. I've got Chinese medicine, the five elements, the four directions, the medicine wheel, the eye of Kanaloa for Huna, the Kabbalah tree of life, the flower of life, runes, the labyrinth, and peace. So I will be able to process and print those for people who want to do specific healing techniques using the Cheese Dome. That'll be out in about a month under dome-power.com. But right now, Cheese Dome Power is there. You can get the book, you can get the Cheese Dome itself, and you can begin the practice of using this amazingly spiritual tool to accomplish what it is you want to accomplish in life.
Now, in the book, you put us through a process. You could even decorate your own cheese dome, which I had a great, I had a lot of fun doing. I don't consider myself a creative person, you know, per se, but I made it me, and I imbued it with the energy of healing on my level, if you will, and it was just so much fun to do. Now, is it okay to put, when you're putting someone in the cheese dome, to say an affirmation or even put an affirmation in with it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's how you write them and what you do with them that really turns this around. You know, when we study the brain, we study how the synapses connect and how the neurons fire and how we create positive change physically in our brain. And so I have some instructions about how that happens and what you do and how you write these correctly so that you do come out with the outcome that you are, you know, desirous of. So the more specific you are, the more positive, the more affirming you are, the better your results are going to be, because the universal power only says yes. It never says no. It only says, sure, okay, I'll do that. So the more specific you are, the clearer you are, the better the universal energy can say, oh, okay, I'll do that. And if you're inspecific or vague, then that's what the universe does. It gives you something inspecific and vague. But it always answers. The power out there is designed to work with you, for you, and as you, and in you. So you just have to put it out there in the correct way and let it go. And just know that it's going to be taken care of, because it is. And you have... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you.
No, I was going to say, I like what you said, know what's going to be taken care of. It's having that trust. So how do we get to the point where we can allow ourselves to trust that something is going to work? Especially after we put it under the cheese dome.
Because it can't not work. The way that the universal energy works, the way that the plan is that it works. You put a little seed in the ground. And if you water it, and it gets some sunshine, it's going to grow because it's programmed to do that thing. And that's the same thing with a thought or an idea. You program it, put it under the cheese dome, leave it alone, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Where we make mistakes is we try to rush it, or we try to outline it, or we try to tell the cheese dome exactly what to do, and then we take the surprise out of it. I mean, haven't we all said, oh, gee, I want to go do this particular thing, and we're delayed in traffic, or we miss the turnoff, and it leads us to another adventure. We meet someone special. We have another great thing that happens to us that we would have missed if we would have done it our way. And I think there's a great phrase, and I know that the author, Carolyn Mace, uses it a lot. If you want to make God laugh, tell him his or her your plans, because that's going to make the cosmos laugh. It has a different order. It has a different way of doing things. We don't know everything. All we know is what we'd like to happen, where we'd like to go, what we'd like to be or become, and that's the only specificity you have. So you wouldn't put under there, I want a new Volkswagen that's yellow, that's 2 years old, and $9,500. You don't do that, because you want to say something more like, I want a new vehicle that suits me, that is safe, that transports me, and that is affordable within my budget. And then you let the energies of the universe work that out for you. You know, you have no idea if somebody's going to be driving your perfect car from Cleveland and need to sell it on the street corner to you. You have no idea, or if you're going to walk into it, you're going to, find that perfect car when you're making a bank deposit. You don't know where it's going to come from. So you don't want to outline it for the cheese dome. You just want to say what it is you want. And then the energies start to work on it, because under that dome, physically, geophysically, there is a concentrated energy unlike any place else in the world. Now, you can take the dome shape from any of the major churches or any of the major constructions, which has been used for sacred, royal, and initiation purposes from centuries in the past. Once they learned how to make a dome physically, they started to incorporate those energies in all these wonderful monuments. And that crosses all religions and all belief systems. So under a dome, there's an amazing amount of energy that happens. And you just have to know that it's in there, then trust that this will happen, not second guess it, and do not be negative at all. I was mad at my cheese dome once because it wasn't doing what I wanted to fast enough. And so I was, you bad little cheese dome, naughty, naughty, naughty. And, if I could have given it demerits, I would have. But then I realized, no, you cannot yell at your cheese dome. All you can do is yell at yourself, because you weren't specific enough or you didn't say it. And you have to just let it go, release it and walk away and trust that it will be fulfilled, because it has to.
How do we release it? And, it's like, oh, I want it. And it's almost like you're squeezing it to death. So how do we release it?
Well, that's where faith comes in. And that whatever you have to do internally to trust something. Look, if you walk into a room and you turn on a light switch, you expect the light's going to go on, right? If you're at your kitchen sink, you turn the tap water, you're going to expect that the water is going to be there. That's the same thing with the universal energy. It will do it for you. There's no power outages. There's no blocked pipes in the universe. It's always open flowing energy. Our only assignment is to allow that energy to flow and to fulfill. That's what it's meant to do. That's what it does. Now, if you can't believe that, don't get a cheese dome, because this isn't the route and the vehicle for you. But what the cheese dome does is make things very specific. You set it aside, you walk away, and then because it's transparent and you can look at it, put it out. Put it out where energy can surround it and also be inside of it. And then make it your friend. I talk to my cheese dome. Hi, how are you? How are things going? I love you. And off I go. It's doing its thing. And I just know that. I trust it. I have 30 years of experience with it, so I know it works. I can't convince somebody who is a naysayer that this is going to work for them. The only way they'll know is that if they try it and they do it right, and then they can watch it deliver for them. So That's all I can say. It's stronger than a prayer box. It is stronger than anything you have tried before because it is concentrated. And I don't know exactly what goes on underneath the dome. I can't tell you exactly. I can tell you scientifically and sacred geometry-wise, but the actual thing itself, I don't know, but I just know it does.
Okay. Now, does your cheese dome, can you buy a new one, get a used one? Does it have to be gifted to you? Is there any energy around that?
Well, all of that. You know, I would suggest that people at least buy my book because it'll guide you through the process and the steps. It'll tell you some stories. It will help you have faith. It's a thin little book. It's a quick read. I've been told that it's quite enjoyable. And I had a lot of people that I respect read it and give me feedback before I published it, and it's got a lot of positive reviews. You can go to cheesedomepower.com, and you can, take a look on that website. I sell the Cheese Dome and the book as a package because you get it, and like you can decorate it, you can make it your own, you can put jewels on it, you can put glitter on it, you can draw on it, you can put words on it. I've had people buy several cheese domes and dedicate them to different causes and purposes. This one gentleman bought one for his family, bought one for peace in the world, he bought one for all health concerns. So he needed to line things up and file them, if you will. And so he has these cheese domes stretched across his bookshelf, and he meditates in front of them, and he prays with them and for them. It's a real ritual for him, and things turn around. Things get better because he has placed his concentration in them. So get your package. I think it's under $35 to buy it, and that includes shipping. So you get the cheese dome, you get the book, and I'll ship it to you, and then you can decorate it or do what you want. You can also find a cheese dome locally. I would cleanse it. I would pray over it. I would wash it really good, and then I would dedicate it to healing and to good. That's what I would do. You can also start out with this little cheese dome package, which makes it easy for you to have, and then you can expand. You can do whatever you want. I've got a little traveling cheese dome that I take with me. I have a little bitty one. It's from a miniature set, teeny, tiny, teeny, so I have to write really little, but I can take that on the plane with me. And then I have another one that's about 2 inches big, and then I have one that's 3 inches, and all the way up I have a little stair step. Kind of looks like the three bears. I use them all the time, and I take them with me because it soothes me. I feel like I've always got a friend. I've always got a helper with me.
Okay. Well, Kak, our time is done, but I really appreciate your information today and you enlightening not only our audience but myself with all the information that you shared. So, folks, to get your health in order, to get your health in order, visit hearteasy.com. That's hearteasy.com. And to put the positive energy behind everything, please visit and consider repurchasing the Cheese Dome. So it's cheesedomepower.com. And check back often because, as she said, she's going to have a new site up soon, which will give you more information. So, Kak, I thank you for being with me in this hour and sharing the richness of your energy with us. And I do want to thank the audience for being with me tonight. As we collectively get over it, I am honored and appreciate your time and attention. And when you're ready to live a balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the radio show. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make the call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light,